Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cliff Hethcott. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Irish Musial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Casey Stengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hugh McQuillan. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hugh McQuillan. And now, play ball. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Hethcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch takes first base on ball four. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg bunts towards the mound. McQuillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to third. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollocker for the out. O'Farrell moves to third. Heathcott moves to second. Two outs. Zbeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groh moves to second. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 0 for 0 in the game. Friberg takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Grimes moves to third. Friberg moves to second. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frisch catches it and throws to second with Bancroft covering, to double up Friberg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heathcott bunts towards the mound. McQuillan fields it and throws to third for the out. Kaufman moves to second. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bancroft. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Stengel who is chasing the ball. Grimes reaches third base with a triple. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freiberg takes first base on ball 4. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a line drive towards the mound. Kaufman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hugh McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bancroft for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Grimes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Groh moves to second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. Groh moves to third. Frisch moves to second. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes has Groh trapped. There's the throw to O'Farrell and over to Krug, who tags Groh for the out. Frisch moves to third. Youngs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground for a single. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 3 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Marty Callahan pinch hits for Tony Kaufman. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. O'Farrell moves to second. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Heathcott takes first base on ball 4. Miller scores. O'Farrell moves to third. Callahan moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Claude Jonard now pitching. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. Stengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Farrell tags and scores. Callahan tags and moves to third. Heathcott tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callahan scores. Heathcott moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 4 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Alexander now pitching. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hollocker. Earl Smith pinch hits for Frank Snyder. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Stengel moves to second. Leaking pinch runs for Earl Smith. Bill Cunningham pinch hits for Claude Jonard. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham bunts towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to third for the out. King moves to second. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. King moves to third. Two outs. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bancroft. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Bancroft steals second. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.